The Democratic-led House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol says that it has evidence that former President Donald Trump broke the law in trying to overturn the 2020 election. The committee alleges Trump tried to illegally obstruct Congress's counting of electoral votes during the certification of President Biden's win. The explosive claims were part of a court filing in an ongoing lawsuit involving a witness subpoenaed by the panel. And it's giving the public another preview of the panel's findings so far. Here to discuss all this is NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Claudia, so what is in this court filing?
It's a massive document, more than 200 pages of arguments and exhibits detailing some of the panel's findings. It's part of a lawsuit tied to attorney John Eastman. He is fighting a committee subpoena, and he was a key player in the effort to stop the counting of electoral votes last year on the day the Capitol was attacked. Eastman had issued memos detailing how then Vice President Mike Pence could reject the 2020 presidential election results and accept alternate slates of electors. And now, in a new statement, the committee's chairman, Benny Thompson, and its top Republican, Liz Cheney, said through the course of the panel's months-long probe, they have gathered facts strongly suggesting emails from Eastman show he helped Trump advance a, quote, corrupt scheme to obstruct the counting of Electoral College ballots and a conspiracy to impede the transfer of power. We should remind listeners the Select Committee is not conducting a criminal investigation. It does not have that power. But this is the first time it's laid out such claims like this.
Yeah. Now, Claudia, how did the committee even get here? What was the process for getting to those claims?
This has been an apparently intense process for the panel. I was among a group of reporters who saw Thompson and Cheney meet in recent days behind closed doors to hammer out the final details in this filing. Thompson told us yesterday that members had been working through these arguments, quote, all day, and conceded this would give a preview to some of the committee's findings. And several months ago, Cheney began to hint at the potential for criminal exposure for the former president, specifically the obstruction of Congress in this case in the January 6th certification of election results. And that argument is referenced in this filing. And in this brief, the committee shares some of their evidence gathered to so far, including emails they have obtained from key staff, such as for former President Vice President Pence. This includes his then chief counsel, Greg Jacob, and excerpts from a committee deposition with his ex chief of staff, Mark Short.
What else did we learn in these court filings?
Well, we get a step closer into the conversations that were happening inside the Trump White House. For example, there's one very heated email exchange on January 6th between Greg Jacob, again, this is the VP's chief counsel at the time, and Eastman, where Jacob is shooting down Eastman's legal arguments to overturn the election's results. Jacob signs off the email to Eastman as the riot is happening in the early afternoon hours of January 6th with an expletive to Eastman that I cannot repeat here, but he signs off saying, quote, and thanks for your expletive. We are now under siege.
What's the significance of these allegations?
This is another major revelatory moment as the committee nears what they hope will be a series of public hearings to present their findings this spring. And again, this is not a criminal probe, but this likely ramps up the pressure on the Justice Department and Attorney General Merrick Garland to give an even closer look to the criminal exposure the former president could face here.
NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, thanks a lot.
Thank you much.